Information Technology Specialist Hallam Hope is of the view that Barbados has a lot of work to be done if we are to capitalize on the blockchain technology. He tells Sagicor's Early Business that the efforts which are being made at this stage are just not enough.
So just about a decade after the blockchain was created and the first cryptocurrency was transacted on that blockchain, namely Bitcoin, the average Barbadian and business owner is yet to understand or even hear about this technology, the opportunities it provides to government and to individuals and businesses to improve their processes, to find jobs, attract foreign investment, as some countries are doing, particularly you see Bermuda and the British Virgin Islands have accelerated their efforts and very successfully attracted even major corporations to locate in their domiciles. So education and training for the youth at university level and at the secondary school level, we think, is actually a very, very critical area of national importance that needs to be developed and accelerated. Shannon Clark, a well-known entrepreneur, and he's also a software developer with Polymath, which is a blockchain company based here in Barbados, has been working assiduously to train young people in the hands-on skills, the software skills and tools which they need to develop projects that are aligned with the blockchain, to develop their own businesses, and even to find jobs overseas. And I understand one successful youngster is actually going to train overseas at a university on an institution. Caritel has also been working in this whole area of education and training at the youth level, but we've also given talks and presentations to adults, to technology people, to central bankers. But our focus really is on the youth and education. We've teamed up, for example, with the Open Campus of the University of the West Indies recently, where we provide a talk to about 100 or so students, 14 to 16 years, about what the blockchain is, what cryptocurrency is, what are the career opportunities. And this has been ongoing since 2018, led by a small team of very bright young individuals, highly educated and passionate about taking education to young people. That project is continuing. We have a lot more opportunities. But these efforts by Shannon Clark and Caritel need to be accelerated at a national level if we are to really provide the depth of individuals with the knowledge and understanding who can now start pilot projects on blockchain that could be useful and tied into the whole transformation of government and businesses and business processes to make them more efficient and to make them more secure. So a lot of work needs to be done in this area. A lot of support is needed. And these efforts are continuing, of course. And I think that actually these areas, the whole question of hands-on training, education, and development of knowledge at the business level and at the student level is definitely, to my mind, a critical area of national importance.
Information Technology Specialist Hallam Hope. Here's a Sagicor financial tip with four real reasons why a single person might need life insurance. 1. You have student loans. 2. You want to buy a house. 3. You want to be debt-free. 4. You have financial dependence. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.